So as usual, settling your body. And just let that solid support beneath you hold you. And just allowing for this time and this space and this place to go into a deep state of comfort where you can create anew on that inner landscape. Reinforce the good, the positive, and the true that's already there, and open up to allow more thoughts of the positive, images that will help you to move forward with your life. So let's bring your attention to right around the crown of your head and allow that sort of nurturing sensation to flow around. And as you allow it to flow around and down over the forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing, letting go. And it flows down the backside of the head, across and down into the tiny neck muscles, and just moving right there into the shoulders, giving lots of room to the shoulders, which are going to be helped now by you taking three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These deeper breaths do open the way for more deeper comfort now, as that nurturing sensation begins to move all around and all through those shoulders, and sort of helping to just release and let the burdens drop. Put them all aside for now. Just let them roll right off and drop away, because this is your time to sort of reset your mindset in a positive direction once again. And so down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release. Moving any negatives right out the ends of those fingertips into the universe where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And just allowing this nurturing to continue to flow all around and all through, in through your chest. Every nook and cranny receives the nurturing as it circles around, across the upper back, nurturing sensations of comfort flowing. And around again through the solar plexus, opening up that communication, that's your mind-body communication center right there, solar plexus, opening it up to receive the positive, to connect the mind and body even more deeply, completely now. And then circling around this nurturing sensation through the middle back, releasing. And then around again through hip, stomach area, abs, around through the other hip, and then all across that lower back where all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing out any rough edges. And then around and down through the thighs, in through the knees, down in through the calves, into ankles, heels, out through feet, and out through toes. And each breath continues to take you deeper now. And so with calm and comfort all around and all through, just drifting even deeper, so that there is a sense of becoming more comfortable with imagining in an easy and effortless way. What if to perhaps imagine about what it might seem like to know about personal best. Some kind of knowing about that. Wonder what that might be like. Perhaps maybe there's a knowing of someone at their personal best, or maybe having observed someone from a distance that you might think seemed at their personal best. They were strong doing what they do. They were strong knowing what they know, and just seemed to be at their personal best. What does it mean, being at their personal best? You know, some might say it is one who has been given the power from within to be their own true self. Others have said that it is a person who determines they are in charge of their life no matter what, in control, at their personal best. And you know, still others have acknowledged that to be at their personal best is to have the ultimate assurance to go accomplish whatever and take the risks that are necessary for all success journeys somewhere along the line include taking a risk to go forward, even in spite of what might be the overall feeling. Even now, while drifting deeper and deeper, past thinking for a few moments, past trying to figure it out, just to let the mind absorb images of personal best. Like we could just call for these images to come forward and be what they are. What if we could do that? Just allow it to be happening. Some of those images might even include one of your favorites, which is radiantly healthy you, an image of you in your radiantly healthy way. But just take a few moments and let images come forward, be what they are, and just allow it to be happening. The deeper mind, we might ask, would assimilate these images, digest them. And since there has been an interest in knowing about the importance of feeling more in control in life, these images that flow forward, representing personal best, now signal to the deeper mind that's what is wanted and needed. That's what is desired. That's where to go toward the idea of personal best. And what if to be imagining now, standing at the top of symbolic staircase, with the feeling of being at personal best in a radiantly healthy way, that somehow, some way, these images help produce a feeling that came all around and all through. And there came this knowing feeling inside of connecting with the idea of personal best. Radiantly healthy you. and that every step down your symbolic staircase increases and strengthens that feeling from within. Now at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper, because negatives have disintegrated and dissipated, and there is only the feeling of moving forward with the relief of personal best energy. So that to imagine doing, being, having, saying, whatever, sensing that radiantly healthy something, you, it is all from the personal best feeling. Even through daily activities, wherever you are, whatever the situation, whatever person you're with, going forward in the relief and with the results of personal best, that deeply assured kind of confident, independent feeling. And because of imagining it before it becomes, with a positive expectation, it can only become made manifest in reality. Because there is already that knowing of what is focused on follows, so it would only follow to focus positively. Well, if we were now to take this idea of really coming to know personal best, like we've kind of been imagining other people being at their personal best, kind of become comfortable with exploring and discovering about it. And now maybe we can just sort of let it be embraced because we have walked the stairs with it. We've reinforced it, so you can even begin to allow yourself to know that you own it. You own your own personal best. And that gives us a little more room now, because when you own your personal best, perhaps we can go forward and do something else that might include a little fun, something that might find you creating your own inner smile before too long. So yes, it is about dealing with a little something, and in a kind of way, we're beginning to be dealing with it already. It comes from the order of desire to be experiencing some positive changes for forward movement in life. And we've been doing that with personal best. Now, let's go to this. Because when it comes to money, you know, it seems there are people who no longer have issues of any kind about money. And it seems there are some people who never had issues about money. And it is possible to be learning something new about money, like beginning to imagine about someone who no longer has any issues about money. Wouldn't that be kind of interesting? Perhaps it might have something to do with replacing old lack and delay ways of thinking and feeling about money. We're replacing those old lack and delay ways that we might have been thinking and feeling about money with some new, more positive ways. Maybe to be getting right down kind of silly about it, making it a little more fun, easy, and effortless, bringing in a sense of freedom about it all, and let's have a little fun with it. So here we go. Let's invite the deeper mind, the subconscious, assisting and helping as it likes to do, by imagining it providing some better images around money. Yeah, some better images around money. And let's also do this. Let's also, with resolve, let's resolve that the past is over, done, and gone. Over, done, and gone. And now let's begin moving forward. Calm and comfortable. Getting ready. When the door of imagination opens a little wider now, any or all of the senses are heightening. And just imagining, wonder what it could possibly be like being a money magnet. Wouldn't that be something? Remember, in the imagination, anything could happen. Maybe like this. So this someone seems to be walking down the street, and all of a sudden, tens, twenties, and hundreds seem to be appearing out of thin air, flying through the air. Money simply sticks as though being a magnet, like a magnetic pull is happening, pulling and drawing money with ease, under grace, in just right ways. Wow. What if you saw something like that walking down the street? Wouldn't that be something? And continue imagining. Here's that same someone putting their hands in pockets and pulling out gobs and gobs of money. Wherever this someone turns, at home, for example, opening a dresser drawer, and they find more piles and piles of money. And it starts to get even sillier. In the laundry bin, bundles and bundles of money. Oh my gosh, walking into the kitchen, they're opening cupboards, and instead of plates on the shelves, it's more and more and more money stacked up high. Whoa, is this funny or what? Pulling down the covers on the bed, and the sheets are made of money. Yes, it just seems as though anything and everything is money goodness. Now, the bank of imagination is on the side table in the bedroom. And so there's recording these amazing and wondering happenings before sleep. That means there's a little notebook where you can record these amazing images about money like this right before you go to sleep. What it might be like to become a money magnet, and how does it feel? It's money here, it's money there, going everywhere money is simply attaching in an easy and effortless way. And could it be? Seemingly impossible good is happening, as though this someone is in a state of becoming a money magnet everywhere they go. Phew. Imagining now this, waking up in the morning, already smiling because of being released and letting go of old ways about money in early morning venting dreams. Feeling good, feeling happy, feeling free, embracing this next wonderful day where money is flowing all around and all through. And it just keeps going on, because finding that in the car, there are bundles, bags, backpacks, suitcases filling the car, opening them, and yes, more and more and more money. It's as though the world is simply throwing money on the path everywhere, as though it's being made so easy to simply be receiving and allowing all around and all through, becoming a money magnet, digesting these scenes just a little bit more now, assimilating them. They are kind of funny, but not only funny, but what if it could be so? Certainly, it opens one up to the possibility to imagine about money flowing more easily and effortlessly. Wonder what that would do for absolutely without question attracting it. Like going to the bank and the bank manager showing the account room. Yes, it is. This account takes up a whole room. Stacks and stacks of money on shelves, money on tables, all around, stacked up to the ceiling. Money all around and through the account room at the bank. And it just keeps going, because at work, becoming entirely amazed, because all over the desk, tons and tons of files. Yes, files that are chocked full. Guess what? Full of money. It's all part of this idea of becoming a money magnet. So now, at the top of your symbolic staircase, again, we're going to deepen and strengthen. Let the affirmation be something like becoming a money magnet, or some might even prefer, I am a money magnet. That these are ideas easily embraced by this imagining. And remember, anything that has ever been anything in reality has always started like this, in the imagination. That's right. Anything that has ever been anything in reality has always started like this, in the imagination. And now every step down, it is reinforced at 20. Going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you drift deeper, deeper down now, going forward into the positive domain, where again, negatives have disintegrated, because becoming a money magnet is in process as an idea for fully being believed. Each and every time believing is reinforced, it is more strongly believed and becomes a foregone conclusion, becomes a positive expectation, certain without doubt, certain. And so to even as you drift deeper now, letting yourself feel the positives of this imagining, might even bring a little smile within as you appreciate the wonders of your imagination and just take yourself into that beautiful place that you know, the place within. And as you do that, appreciating the wonders of your imagination, the imagination that creates realities, in your place, stretched out in the most comfortable way, could maybe take a few ideas from this fun little journey we just imagined about someone else. And just kind of begin to try one or two of those ideas on. What would it be like to really get a kick out of believing and finding it to be true? Because some way, somehow, more and more, flow of dollars comes to you with no more worries. No more even any kind of thought about it. Just sort of more like open and receptive to accept and allow it. To be open to the idea, which is a much more positive idea, that money flows and more easily and effortlessly money comes forward to you. And you might think of all or imagine about some of the things you might do with it. Supporting and reinforcing your good health. And other things that you might like to imagine feeling, sensing, connecting to. As though it's just in the right flow for you. Just in the right imagining for you to become actualized in your life. All things could be possible. And remembering that everything that has come into reality always did start in the imagination, just like this. Finding the just right way to imagine more money flowing for your life, for your here and now. And maybe even bringing in your wise guide, your wise and loving, for just a few moments while you're in your place to receive and allow more good thoughts that support your open allowing of believing in money flowing easily and effortlessly to you. Take a minute of silence and stillness to put all this in the just right place within your mind, within your body, to allow it to come forward easily and effortlessly in your outer awake life. And so in these quiet moments, we're just simply allowing it all to drift in into a very comfortable state of well-being. Just allowing it to drift a little deeper now. And perhaps just before we come up and out, your sweet guide, your wise and loving, may have a special something for you about this whole subject that will help you to move forward in a more allowing experience with it all. Now, as in full appreciation for the wonders of your imagination, appreciating all the images that may have come, appreciating your wise, your wisdom guide, appreciating yourself as all the images and your guide certainly appreciate you for being willing to take this journey. We let all the images fade for now, but the strength of them stays with you. And so at zero, as we drift a little deeper, reinforcing it all, we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the importance of this experience into your conscious outer awake life now, at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.